Chapter 13. Heathcliff's Plan. One day, soon after her 16th birthday, Catherine and I went for a picnic on the moors. At one point, she ran ahead of me to look for birds' eggs. When I reached her, I saw that two men, Heathcliff and Hareton, were with her. "Miss Catherine," I called out, "we must return at once."
"Hello, Nelly," said Heathcliff in a very friendly voice.
"I haven't seen you for a long time.
Come to my house and rest a little."
"No, I'm sorry, we must go home," I said.
"Nelly, this man knows you," Catherine said. "We never see anyone. Let's go with them."
"Hareton, you walk with Catherine," Heathcliff said. "I want to talk to Nelly."
"Heathcliff, this is wrong," I said. "You know how my master feels about you. Catherine will tell him she's been to your house, and if she meets Linton again..."
"She will meet him," Heathcliff said. "That's my plan. The boy is looking better these days. In fact, he's quite a handsome young man. I'm sure we can persuade Catherine to keep the meeting a secret."
"Heathcliff," I said angrily, "we'll never come here again."
"Don't be so sure. Perhaps the two cousins will fall in love and get married, and then they will both be the owners of the Grange."
"Don't talk nonsense."
When we reached Wuthering Heights, Linton was standing at the gate. He was tall and thin, with fair hair and blue eyes. He reminded me of Isabella at that age.
"Do you know this young man?" Heathcliff asked Catherine.
"No,"
she replied.
"This is the cousin who spent a night at the Grange 3 years ago," he said. "Linton, meet Catherine, your cousin."
"Hello, Linton,"
Catherine said, going up to the boy and kissing him on his cheek. The two young people looked at each other with surprise. Turning to Heathcliff, Catherine said,
"Then you are my uncle."
And she gave him a kiss too.
"Why don't you come to the Grange? Why don't we ever meet?"
"Your father doesn't like me," explained Heathcliff. "We had an argument many years ago."
"I don't understand," said Catherine. "Why did you argue?"
"I married his sister, and your father thought I wasn't good enough for her. He has never forgiven me."
"That's not fair," said Catherine.
"I'm going to tell my father to forgive you."
"If you tell your father that we've met, he won't let you come again."
"Then, if we can't come to you, you can come to us," Catherine said, smiling at Linton.
"I can't walk that far," Linton said. "It's better if you come to me."
"Heathcliff, we must go back to the Grange," I said.
"In a few moments I'll let you go," said Heathcliff. "Let's leave the two cousins on their own for a while."
When we finally went into the house, I saw that Hareton was with Catherine and Linton. Although Hareton had brushed his hair and washed his face, he looked like a farm worker.
"Ah, Catherine," said Heathcliff. "Now both your cousins are here."
"Is Hareton also my cousin?" Catherine asked.
"Yes, he's your mother's nephew. Your mother had a brother who died, and Hareton is his son."
"But I've never heard of him."
"Well, now you have two new cousins," Heathcliff said. "Hareton and Linton, take Catherine and show her the ponies."
The three young people went outside and past the window. Catherine and Linton were talking excitedly while Hareton walked behind them.
"Nelly," said Heathcliff to me, "I've treated Hareton the way I was treated. He has no manners and no education. The boy can't even read. He's really an intelligent boy, but he doesn't know it. And in spite of the way he lives here, he still likes me. We stayed for about 2 hours before, with difficulty, I took Catherine away from Wuthering Heights. That evening, Catherine told her father what had happened during the day. Edgar wasn't angry. Instead, he calmly told Catherine all about Isabella and how Heathcliff had treated her. "Now, do you understand why I don't want you to go there?" Edgar asked when he had finished the story.
"Yes, father," Catherine replied. "Now I understand."
Catherine kissed her father, but I saw the sadness on her face. That night I found her crying in her room.
"I'm not crying for myself, but for Linton," she said. "He thought that he was going to see me tomorrow. He'll wait all day for me, and he'll be so disappointed."
"Nonsense," I replied. "He hardly knows you, and he'll soon forget about you."
"Nelly, can I write to him and explain why I can't come?"
"No, Catherine, your father wouldn't like that." I thought the matter was forgotten, but it wasn't. A few weeks later, when I was tidying Catherine's room, I found a pile of letters from Linton Heathcliff. I looked at some of them. They were love letters. I immediately called Catherine.
"How could you do this behind your father's back?" I asked.
"Were you the one that started it?"
"No, Nelly, it wasn't me. He began to write and I had to reply. The letters are so lovely. At first I didn't think of loving him."
"Loving him?"
I cried.
"You don't know him, and the pair of you are writing such nonsense. I'm going to show these letters to your father."
"Please, Nelly," she said, with tears in her eyes. "Please don't show them to father."
"Then I'll burn them and say nothing to your father on one condition," I said. "You must promise not to send or receive any more."
"I agree, Nelly, I agree," she said. "Burn them."
The next day, I sent a letter to Wuthering Heights saying that Catherine did not want to receive any more letters from Linton.